As a kid, Iowa guard Caitlin Clark would watch Pete Maravich videos on YouTube and root for her favorite player, Maya Moore of UConn and the Minnesota Lynx. On Sunday, Moore was on hand to watch Clark break a coveted Maravich record, becoming the all-time scoring leader in Division I men's and women's basketball. This was not how Clark envisioned her college career.
Honestly, if you would have told me that before my college career started, I would have laughed in your face and been like, no, you're insane. And like, I've always been able to score the ball, but I don't think people really understand how many amazing players have come before me and like been able to score the ball.
Clark completed the feat while scoring 35 points in Iowa's win against Ohio State on Sunday, leaving her at 3,685 in 130 games. But she hopes people don't just think of her as a record-setting scorer.
A record is a record. I don't want that to be the reason people remember me. I hope people remember me for the way I played with a smile on my face, my competitive fire. Sure, they can remember the wins, but also just like the fun me and my teammates had together.
Known for draining three-pointers from the logo, Clark passed Maravich by hitting two free throws just before halftime, giving the Hawkeyes a six-point lead in a 6-versus-2 matchup.
I thought it gave us a lot of momentum going into halftime, and I guess I'm just glad to make a free throw. That's like the hardest thing to do in basketball is make free throws with nobody at the free throw line.
The game capped a memorable few weeks in which Clark broke Kelsey Plum's all-time Division I women's mark, then topped Lynette Woodard's women's record for all major college teams. After besting Maravich, Clark was asked if she's fully able to appreciate her accomplishments.
Honestly, like, no, not in this moment, I would say. I feel like this is a lot of everything that's gone on the past couple weeks and even the past couple months. I feel like I'm so focused on helping this team win and be so great that it's like hard for me to wrap my head around everything that's going on. I think I'm just trying to soak in the moment.
Clark is glad her pursuit of scoring records wasn't a distraction on her teammates, who are playing for a top two seed in the NCAA tournament.
It's special, obviously, with the people in the building, the fans that we have, college game day being here, being sold out, it being senior night. There's a lot to manage from all different areas, but I think our group is pretty mature in that area, and you know, we've kind of balanced it for the last couple of years, and it seemed to give us energy more than anything.
Clark announced last week that she's entering the WNBA draft after three seasons at Iowa. With records broken, one thing that's left for her college career is a national championship. The Hawkeyes lost in the title game last season after going out in the second round in Clark's freshman year. They go into the Big Ten tournament with just four losses, their best record in 28 years. I'm Dave Ferry.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.